Hello, my listeners of the Mystic Poet Podcast. Today we will be reading my new poems. I will begin by reading The Only Home. Allow me to fly far in your arms as the leaves in the wind. I soar in the tides of the sky. I am lost in the skies above. My soles touch the clouds. The gaze of my soul has seen and known each thing as you. Deep is its song in colors and of stars. Indigo and art. I touch the white fields, and there you are. The breath of your embrace opens. I am lost. The roses in your eyes hold me close. Be delicate, for you hold my heart as your silent whisper. It calls. Star girl, awaken in the chests of those who had never known of their light. I ask, how can they not know of it? To which you answered, the broken souls they seek, knowing not how it was always there. Your words became my wings, opening to the darkness, I cry. Surrender, and all became love, the only home. I will now read my next poem, which is called The Flowers Meet. The flowers meet as the words of thought. The leaves touch in the wind here. You share the little poems of the earth with me. I hold you close under the sun. In each other's arms as a blanket, a place where we will both feel safe. Untorn in the warm amber glow, healing our sore souls in our gentle sleep, I will say to you in silence the answer of your existence is my home. I will now read my next poem, which is called Desert of Moonlight. I walk through the desert of moonlight. I hold the lantern of mine in the chest, where I hear the music of the stars, unheard by none except the one whom I loved before I had known my name as his. I close these eyes of mine. I open my palms. I ask not if I am consciousness or a walking dream. I am unity. I imagine the worlds of many I conjure within my mind and the eternal metamorphosis. The golden waves crash. I am the dunes between dreams and reality. I am the sands of time sifting through. I soar high in the wind, from the cave of the body to the realms I hold as my own. Here, rather than being as I am all. I will now read my next poem, which is called Little White Flower. A sensitive little white flower opens her petals by the opening of lunar night, seeking to heal others as they lie in their dreams. She whispers to them within their hearts, "Hear these words, and allow me to take care of you. Allow my petals to heal your wounds. I will gently touch your tears and dissolve them within my own heart." The soft wind tousles her. The painted one touched upon the flower's heart. "Tell me the secret to flight," the fragile one asked. It flew again into the nightly hour. She felt a dew. She looked up. It was the florist who sung to her, "The secret is love. Where it is, there is flight." I will now read a poem called Truly Beautiful. When you see something truly beautiful, time becomes one infinite moment, infracted as a million particles of light within your eyes. In the beauty of silence, you feel and hear everything come alive. When you see the smallest details come alive as delicate, blooming flowers opening for the awakened heart, opening itself for the once unseen tonight. A little miracle happened. I looked up and asked within my mind, "Oh night, why is it I cannot see a light in your dark sea?" Then suddenly, a star appeared before my eyes, the soul within the windows open, so the light could shine through. I will now read my newest poem, which is called The Poet. The poet of the night closed her eyes and dreamed of little stars as details in the small moment of beauty she beheld. As a painting once hidden, now coming alive before her eyes, as wondrous as when she had first met the pages of a book, and held them more dearest than the petals of a flower held close to her heart forever in bloom. I will now read another special poem, which will be the closing poem for this episode. It is called Dunes. Dunes fall on the shore of skin. A poet closes her eyes in a place beyond our own. The sands felt soft upon her hands, her thoughts as water, in wonder if they are here or in dream. The grains of time under lights of the moon are her tides upon the sand hills of the stars. The guides above hold the hidden songs heard only in silence. Clouds emerge. The monsoon of spirit chants the words of the writer painted in rain upon pages. Dew falls upon the palms. The poet gazes upon the skies. Her hymn is heard. Are you near? Or the breath of mine? The winds rise. The desert calls. Are you I?